like Latin America to speak.
Okay. Well, first of all, our area is going through a process of trying to define itself more clearly. It was originally Latin America and Spain. And that didn't really work. It was the only one of the areas that was a linguistic area, but it hasn't really worked. So we're in the process on this meeting of trying to work out, do we want to continue to be a separate area, Latin America? Would we like to become Pan-American area with North America, and would they want it? So it's all a little bit up in the air. It'll probably be a kind of organic process of exploring that. It doesn't need to happen in a rush, but we're still very geographically spread out. Before we were spread across 3 continents, now we're only spread across 2 continents. So our area is rather a difficult thing to kind of get together. So we never had the actual workshop. So what I'm going to present, we did yesterday. So it's a bit kind of rough and ready. That's what we did. We were going across very vague time zones and geographical differences, and it's been very difficult to get an area council
working. We sent some questions to the order members in Mexico. Mm. I mean, not exactly the questions as they were in the tank thing. And so from those answers, we came out with things here.
Okay, so the first thing, like, what would we think we'd be looking like in 20 years? we're facing the possibility of really severe social breakdown. That's something that we see as a really serious possibility. The country where I'm working, Venezuela, about 20, 30 years ago, was the wealthiest Latin American country. People were going there to live from Italy, the Middle East, Spain, to make their fortunes, and now it's a hell of the society is falling apart. So the social breakdown means like economic breakdown, migration, people moving from one place to another, families breaking up, lack of food, lack of medicines, outbreaks of disease, breakdown of resources like electricity, water, internet. So all these things are very unpredictable. Transport, a whole political system breaking down. Basically, the country I'm living in is becoming a dictatorship. It's the democratic process has broken down. So we're considering how's the damage spread in those sorts of conditions? So that we're considering it needs to be something kind of very flexible that can work even though the sort of structures of society are very, very unstable. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be less interest in the dump, that people are actually, will respond to the dump, feel the need for the dump, but it does have certain implications for the dump. Anyway, that's sort of what we think is going to be happening in our area in general, very probably. I think there are forces at work in the world in general which could bring about severe social disruption in all kinds of ways as well. So, in terms of things we'd like to see, I think I might just start with this one, to see the Bodhisattva ideal and the interaction with society much stronger. It's very easily when, if things are breaking down and you're not sure if you're going to have something to eat today, to just start thinking about your own stomach. So we need to kind of really emphasize the Bodhisattva ideals so that it's not just a dumb life that you're living for your own private benefit. It is to do with doing this together with other people. I think it's going to be really, really important that the Bodhisattva ideal, those values are really, really alive and that we're interacting with society in different ways. And I put on my similar thing, that I think this emphasis on activism, it's a complex area because I think when you get into politics, then it can be very, very divisive. And so particularly in where I'm living, people of the wrong political opinions can end up falling out of 7-4 windows and things like that. So there's severe political... So with politics, I think the activism will be another kind of area, like direct helping people and not to do with ideology, because the ideologies can really divide people. I think, well, speaking from my own centre, I think we've been very fortunate that almost by like a tacit agreement, nobody really talks about politics in the classes, because I know there are mitras on both sides of the political spectrum, and so it's a space where politics isn't happening, which I think is quite important actually. And so yeah, so the another thing that we thought that would be important would be that we have means of teaching that can work over large geographical distances, because there is. I've got two mitras who've gone to live in Colombia, I've got another one, and we think we're going to see activities in Colombia, there's already activities in Brazil, could very easily be in Argentina, Central America, I don't know, but we can see that there's going to be activities springing up all over the place, and but people are going to be quite isolated, so how can we teach over a distance? So the internet could be a resource, but the internet is very unstable. So I've got one of my contradictions, the use of video, because sometimes if you've got bandwidth issues, you just can't really download the videos and things like that. So what would be the way of getting around that? How could we operate where there is internet, but perhaps people haven't got mobile phones or computers available or internet, and so we can use it. We need to find more creative ways of using those resources as well that could be robust when the internet isn't robust. one vision that we have this idea of Pan-American Adistan. So we haven't consulted the North Americans about this, but we imagine it in Mexico because it's right in the middle of the Americas. So we in the future we don't really see that travelling back and forth across the Atlantic is going to be viable as a source of inspiration. So we need a centre of blessings that's much more accessible to us. And that implies actually that the blessings have got to be present as well. So there's got to be a deepening of our practice. So we realise that basically all of us except for Sangodhara are going to be dead by then, probably, in 20 years' time. So Sangodhara has to get enlightened. but this also implies that there's got to be an effective ordination, but we've got to see much more young people getting ordained and deepening their practice so that we have got that really solid heart to the order. We were talking about the principle of what we're trying to do is infect people with the spirit of the order, but that can only happen if people are in contact with that spirit. So at the moment, it's very easy to feel that coming to somewhere like Adistana, and it's kind of very obvious what the spirit of the order is. But we have to sort of be able to create that in our context as well, because at the moment it's very similar to North America. It's kind of spread out over huge distances. Although Mexico is quite a concentration, there's still a need to take things more deeper. I don't know whether there's anything else that I've kind of missed. We looked at the thing of what would go in the museum, and we didn't really come up with anything, but it just occurred to me, we did mention that maybe the single-sex thing has got to loosen up, particularly with the ordination process now. But also something that did occur to me that maybe it's possibly a Latin American issue. We haven't talked about it with them, so we'll see what this is. It's the kind of the little guru syndrome. I think that because there's quite a lot of people involved and not so many order members, then it's very easy for one order member to sort of become a little guru. And so I think it's much the spirit of I'm just another order member doing the Tree Ratna thing I think needs to be strengthened in Latin. I get the feeling that it's certainly happening in Venezuela, and I have to really get in, really be careful about that because I'm a lone order member as well, and I sense that that's happened a little bit in Mexico as well. I don't know if I've missed out on anything else from the list of things.
Well, we are really moving towards having a sort of Pan-American Avistana retreat center. So hopefully we can have a place for next year, but you know, depends on many things, especially money.
I personally feel it depends more on the answer spiritual depth. Yeah. So that we could have a retreat center, that's not too difficult, but have an Adhisthana or something else.
And something
but anyway, this will happen. Yeah.
I just want to add that the order in Latin America is growing, there's more order members. Mm. So we think that if the ordination process really, you know, become very effective, we may have, you know, in 10 years, we may have like probably almost 200 order members. So that's good.
Okay, thank you, Latin America.